Episode 979, Where Has Respect Gone?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday, my favorite day of the week. That means it's Confession Day. Confession of an Upset Mom is here. We're chatting about Where Has Respect Gone? What's your answer? Think about it, because we're going to dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, getting back to the routine. Oh, we like that, right? We're back into school. Things are kind of getting in the groove. You got the kids going where they need to be. You're getting where you need to be. Hubby's doing well. All of it seems awesome. You know, it helps the day move and flow smoother. But where has respect gone in your day? Do you think much about how you communicate within the family? Probably a question we don't ask ourselves all the time, right? Because we're just doing our responsibilities. Whatever comes out of our mouth comes out of our mouth. We don't really filter it through a funnel. What do you do behind closed doors? That's what rings the loudest. Too many conversations have come and gone with how children relate with each other. My children tell me stories of situations witnessed at school, and some of them they've actually been a part of. Not doing the bad part of it, but listening and, you know, just seeing how the interaction takes place. Understand, there are two sides to every story. However, what I hear is lacking in basic communication with R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Okay, come on. Okay, I should probably have Aretha start singing it, but I'm not going to because you're already singing it in your head, aren't you? I know you're going there, which is awesome. What's happening, though, is we have no respect for others. It's lacking. With fashion, anything goes, but respect, it needs to be here to stay. So where has respect gone? I load my youngest up on the bus. The others drive, or, you know, the two older ones are in college, and I've got the third kind of sort of in college. She does a kind of a duplication. She's got college and her senior year in high school. So she's kind of all over the map when it comes to school. And then I've got the two younger ones, but the youngest one rides the school bus. And I load him up when I can in the mornings and, you know, shoo him off to school. No, I don't. I give him a hug and a kiss. He's still, shh, don't tell him the secret. At seventh grade, moms, oh, warms my heart. I can still give him a kiss on the head. Thank you. I know one of these days that's going to go away, so I'm taking it and enjoying it every single day I get to give it. Don't take those little things for granted because they disappear fast, or they think they're, you know, big boys and they don't want to do it. But that just warms a mama's heart. Had to share that with you. Okay, so back to the bus stop. So I hear these children talking, and I know a lot of us use the term kids. Well, I don't want to call them kids. They're children. If they're under the age of 18, they're not out living on their own. In my opinion, they're still children. I have five children. And yes, I call them children because right now they're not 100% on their own. Mama and daddy are still footing the bill, majority of it, if not all of it. And so I'm listening to the children talk and how they speak to one another. And I listen to how they interact even with other siblings. And I don't understand why these children speak the way they do. I mean, we're talking about kids that are in preschool, kindergarten, first and second grade. Some of the smack they're talking, yeah, you should hear their language. I'm like, where's the bar of soap to wash your mouth out? I know now some of you might be cringing at that. Oh, that's bad, and you shouldn't be doing that. That's torture. You should be, you know, written up for abuse. You know what? Then maybe you don't want to hear this conversation about respect because we're losing it in the family. Yeah, it's confession day, and I'm hitting it hard. I'm really getting tired of flipping on the tube, seeing in social media, seeing things plastered as I drive places, and there's just total disrespect. No regard for anybody else but self. Now, I know you might be saying, but Christiane, here, you're called Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Yeah, that your best selfie is to be your best selfie in the way God created you to be. He didn't create us to be mean. He created us to love and to forgive. We are to be the feet of Jesus. Just as Jesus walked this earth, that's what we're to do. And when we cannot respect each other, then what does this world come to? And when it starts in such young children, I mean, these are still impressionable kids we're talking about here. And they're talking like this. I don't know. What's going to happen when they get older? I'm almost afraid to even knock on their doors at their home to see, what, you know, I might be afraid of what I might hear myself. I even had I don't know that I'd call it an opportunity. I don't know that I like that word, but I heard two sisters talking. And they were talking trash. One sister was talking trash about another sister. And she actually called her out, like, you know, if this girl was standing on a street corner, and you can think of two words. One starts with an S and one starts with a W. If your little ones are listening, that's why I'm not telling you and using those words. So you can fill in the blanks. One's five letters, one is four letters. The S is four letters, okay? Think of whatever you want to think of. Okay, yeah, you got it. You got the picture, right? All right, so, you know, it's one thing to do something in a playful and a teasing manner, but it's another story when you're degrading and gut-punching in your conversation, and you mean it. And this sister was doing this to her other sister. And one's a senior and one's a freshman. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what has our world come to? And this is a small town. What's happened in our bigger cities? What's even happened in our churches? I know, you know, I like to kind of drum up this stuff on Confession Day because we all play a role in this. No one can walk away and wash their hands, including me. I don't have it all perfect. I make mistakes all the time. I do the best I can within my four walls because that's what it looks like when I'm outside. It's not about just kind of putting on this faux front. You know, that leather bag that's really not leather, but you act like it is. Is that how you're living your conversations in real life versus your home life? Why is there a difference? Where has respect gone? And I think about it too, how is this serving the family? How is this serving the child as they grow up? How is it serving your marriage? We could even go as far as saying, how is it serving your self-esteem? How is it helping with your relationship with God? I know we don't want to talk about these things because they make us feel uncomfortable. Because we think that, oh, but this is so little. It's not so little. Because they grow up and they go to college and then what? They act out. And they get involved in things and they experiment, whether it's with alcohol or in some states now, drugs. And they can do kind of just whatever they want to do. And we wonder why things are not going really the way that they should be. Why is there this massive shift? It's respect. You know, you don't have to agree with everything I say here on the podcast. I don't expect you to. But what I do expect is respect. But I in turn do the and give you the same too. I respect you. We may not agree on all things, and that's fine. And if we do agree on all things, that's fantastic. But it's all about living together and understanding each other and having conversations. So how is this serving the family? Do you have multiple children? Do you hear them bickering at each other? Now, my children, they love each other. Yes, I had the privilege of homeschooling them for a long time. And I know that gave us a very strong foundation. But my children can also fight like cats and dogs. They can. Oh, they can be polar opposites. And they're like, and I have to pull them apart. I'm like, guys, go to the other side of the room. Enough is enough. Now, that does not happen every day. Most of the time, we get along, truly. But when those high moments hit, and it's intense, oh, it's there, all right. And mama's got to kind of put on her armor. It's her mama armor. And I just have to pull them apart. And I'm like, okay, guys, to the other side, let's take a break here. It's time to sizzle down. or too riled up. What is the issue? Because it doesn't serve us at all. It doesn't serve the family. Therefore, it doesn't serve the community. And ultimately, it doesn't serve God. Where has respect gone? Or maybe you're saying, well, doesn't anything go? I mean, it's okay, right? We can just kind of do whatever we want. I guess if you want to live that way. But we have boundaries. We have laws for a reason. And I'm not saying respect is a law, but it's kind of one of these unwritten laws, which we're going to get to here in just a few minutes. It's one that even Jesus showed and portrayed. And a lot of people don't know that there's a connection there. So maybe you're saying, okay, I agree, Christiane, with you that, yeah, we've got to bring more respect. How can you gain respect back in your family? What does that look like? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Are you ready? It's very simple. You got to show respect in your family. You got to show it. That means it starts with you. Yeah, guilty as charged. We're not doing it as much as we should be. We got to be showing respect. That means not just to the husband, the wife. That also means to the children. That also means to extend it to the dog and the cat. I'm not saying they're equivalent to your children. No, I didn't say that. But we've got to teach that because we are modeling it and our children watch us and our actions speak louder than our words. But when we combine our actions with our words, wow, that's called impact. And that's what you're there to do. Live, love, impact. So how do you show respect in your family? Let's break it down. Number one. Now, remember, these are all, it's called the what? The KISS? The Keep It Simple strategy. So number one, use your manners. Use your manners. Let me give you an example. Do you eat around the table very often for dinner? I don't know. I don't think the dinner table is the same anymore. I really don't. I find that most of our dinners are done in front of TVs or electronics, or it's done in a car in between activities. We've taken away the round table. Okay, it could be a square table, but the idea of a round table. What's a round table? Where everybody has the option and the opportunity to talk, to share what's on their mind. It's a safe place. We don't talk anymore. We just ignore people. A text, I don't care what your emoji does, and I don't care what the new iPhone's going to do with these kind of cool animated emojis, and I think they're going to be awesome. It's going to be fun to play with. But it doesn't mean anything if it's not you in person. We can't bring ourselves as humans, our feelings and our emotions to life like us being ourselves. So you got to use your manners. And manners are best taught around a dinner table. Maybe you don't have time for dinner anymore. But does your dinner, whenever you do have it, is it more, you know, rambunctious and everybody's kind of, I don't know, tooting their own horn, so to speak, and maybe literally tooting or burping or doing some things? And, you know, yes, I know, it's some things are all fun and games. I get that. I have three boys. I'm telling you, I've been there, and they can still be rowdy now. And they love it, and they know it gets under my skin. But there are times that I just let it go, and it's fine. But every single time, no, use your manners. What about please and thank you? What about opening the door? And no, I'm not saying just guys should open the door. What if you were to open the door for a guy? Be a switch, wouldn't it be, for women? Ooh. Have you thought about that? Let me give you another example. I was standing in line at our little grocery store here around the corner in, you know, small town again. And I love it because it's one that if I need something really quick and I just run there and I get my stuff and I'm done. I'm right back home. And I was standing in line and I was with my middle daughter. So my number two, actually she's number three, but she's technically my number two because I only have two daughters. So Ashley was standing with me and there was a classmate of hers that was standing behind and we started up a conversation and It was, I can't remember when I was there, if it was college game night or maybe it was actually the NFL night. Regardless, I was talking football. You know I love my football. So I'm talking football, and I asked him, I said, hey, are you going to be watching this game? Oh, I know, it was college ball, because it was Ohio State and Oklahoma. Yes. And I was like, it's going to be a great game. And he's like, no. And I said, oh, you got to work. He goes, yeah. And I noticed what he was holding. He was holding just kind of like a chip bag or something, just two little items. And I said, are you on break now? He goes, yeah, I am. There was a person in front of me, and she was all done. And I said, why don't you go in front of me? He goes, oh, no, you're fine. And I said, no, you're on break. You have more limited time than I do. Go ahead, and you go ahead of me. Okay, now understand, this is a child. Yes, he's a high schooler, but he's still a child. I'm the adult. Don't you think I should be going first? I was standing in front of him. No, what did I have in that moment? I didn't sit there and, you know, spin out of my mouth of like, you know what? You really should respect. And you know what, Ashley? This is how you show respect to someone. I didn't go into all of that. I combined my actions with my words and I showed respect. Yes, to a child younger than me, not even part of my family. Use your manners. Number two, set boundaries, not just for the children, but also for you and your hubby, for you and your wifey. Yes. Why? Are you one who likes to argue in front of the children? That's one thing my husband and I do not do. We don't. We can get into heated, heavy discussions, but it doesn't require us yelling at each other. But it does kind of get a little bit, you know, hot under the collar, where maybe my tone gets a little bit, I wouldn't say bite. It doesn't bite. But there's a little bit of an edge to it. And I might get a little bit louder because I have a little bit of passion in it. So with all of that, it's important to know that if you sit here and just can argue any single time you want, you have no restraint. And you're teaching your kids they don't have to have restraint either. Whoa. We don't think about these things. Because why? We just talk. We just let life happen. It shouldn't really matter. And I'm telling you, it does matter. It's confession time. Are you setting boundaries for your children? Are you setting boundaries for you and your spouse? How do you communicate with each other? Yeah, maybe you do need to have those hot discussions. And a lot of it's over finances. I know. We've had them. But maybe you need to go out to dinner, or you need to go on a drive, or you need to get the kids out of the house and have a sleepover with grandma and papa and then have a discussion if it's going to be that heated. But we have to learn respect. And if we can't have it with the person that you shared vows with, we got something wrong here, don't you think? So set your boundaries. Got to set them for your kids too. Yeah, my kids don't like it when I remind them of their boundaries. Especially the older they get, they kind of give me looks. But then they understand they hit a certain age and then it's like, it's okay. Middle school, oh, it's a challenging. I'm telling you right now, if you've got children coming up between fifth grade and eighth grade, challenge years. Ninth grade can be too. But usually once when they get in school, school shocks them more than the parents and the rules of the parents. So usually you kind of escape it a little bit. But man, those early, you know, late elementary, middle school years, hard. Set boundaries. Set it for them. Be clear about it. Set them for your hubby. Set them for yourself. And be willing to be called out on it. You see, that's what I think is cool now, that how our family has grown and with our struggles and our troubles and our storms and our life and how we went through things and how I needed to go through some things and make some changes for me and how open I am with my children and the way I handle myself. No, I don't have it all right, but I have made some major changes which has influenced my children, and it allows us to have conversations that are different. And different, I mean by they actually sit there and they say, Mom, listen to how you're talking to me right now. And it's enough, just a pause, basically, in my conversation. Like, Mom, I think you're kind of maybe a little over the top here? Can we knock it down? My husband will tell me, sweetheart, I know you're passionate, but I'm right here. Turn down the volume. And so I'll turn it down. I'm like, okay, I don't have to talk that loud. But when you're used to being just excited, it's not that I'm yelling at you. I'm just passionate. But also I have to respect the one who's receiving it. And I have to understand how they're receiving it. That's when you're taking it to another level. And that's what I love. And my kids call me out on it, and my hubby does. And I think that's important. And I do the same for them. I'm like, whoa, tone it down here. Whoa, bring it down. Wait, we need a timeout. We'll come back here in about 5 minutes. That's good. Sometimes we all need to go to our own corners and then come back after we have a breathing moment. So set boundaries. Number three, model the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. A lot of people don't know that this is biblical. No, in the Bible, it doesn't say, this is the golden rule. You will abide by this. No, it doesn't say that. But it's exactly what God says, how he wants us. Matthew 7:12 and Luke 6:31. I'll have the actual scripture in the show notes for you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Model the golden rule. Model it. Don't be all talk. Walk your talk. Put action behind your words, because that's what speaks louder. I had an incredible band director in high school. He has since passed. And he just really, he knew the students on a personal level as to what was going on. He cared about them, truly, honestly cared about them. And then he also knew them as the teacher, the band director. And he had standards. And part of his whole thing was respect. And oh, you respected Mr. Fukumoto. Did you ever? And maybe with a name like that and saying it, you kind of stand up straighter anyway. But if you were to talk to each of his students today, right now, years and years after they've been in high school, years, because it's been a long time for me, they would say that that's one thing that they learned from him was respect. And we had it for each other within the band. We didn't all agree about everything, but there was a line that was drawn, and you didn't cross it. Because there were consequences. One thing that he told me, and it wasn't just, you know, at one time, but it was said over and over and over and over and over and over again to all of his students who passed through him. What you practice is how you perform. What are you practicing in your four walls when no one's looking? Because that's how you perform outside of them. That's how people see you. Because eventually you get tired of being that faux leather purse and acting like you got it all put together when really we don't. We all have a responsibility, and it all starts with us. Stop pointing fingers. You know, you can look at somebody else and say, well, they're not doing it right. I can't believe her, you know, and her response is that she should do this and that and the other. You know what? You may see everybody else's specs, but you got a log that you got to carry of your own. We have a responsibility. Maybe you want some help with this. Maybe you really don't know, or you know, you're confused, or you just feel torn. Maybe you're in a place within your family and your season that you just need someone to talk to. You want help? Click on the link, Take Aim. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. And no, it's not going to be where I sit there and go, okay, these are your boundaries. This is what we're going to set. No. I want to hear your story. I want to listen to you. I want to hear your heart. And I want to help you through your struggles and troubles, and I want to give you some strategies and some tools that you can actually use that will make a difference in your life to where it impacts not only you, but those around you. It's all about live, love, impact. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. And I look forward to chatting with you soon. You got to remember that what you do daily is how you live, which is your life. Little things add up. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. What does it mean to you? I know this episode is actually going a little bit longer than normal. I usually tend to keep my confessions a little bit shorter. But this is one that's been on my mind for a really long time. And I want it to be on yours too. Because we've got to model it, not just within our family, but you got to take it up to the next level. If you're like, you know what, Christine, I got this all put together. Our family's doing really good with respect. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Then guess what? Now go show it outside your family. Go show it to your best friend. Better yet, go show it to your enemy. It's harder to do when you don't agree with someone. But that's what we're called to do. That's what you're called to do. I'm called to do. That's what God says. Love them where they're at. He didn't say love them when you want to. Love them when it's convenient for you. Respect them when they only like you and when they agree with you. No, he didn't. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I want to leave you with this interesting picture because there's so many things out there and technology is big. What if you had a confession cam following you? What would it reveal? Would you really want to watch the highlight reel of that? It would be interesting, wouldn't it? I know, I think about that on a daily basis. That's something that I go through at the end of my day. What changes could I make? What didn't I really like? What didn't sit well with me? That confession cam, you're going to hear more about that soon. But think about it. What would it reveal regarding you? As my band director said, what you practice is how you perform. How do you choose to practice today? How do you choose to show respect? Because that's how you're going to perform it. I know you're going to have an awesome, awesome weekend. And I hope, you know what? Go out and smile a little. Go out and actually find a stranger, someone you don't even know. And just tell them, you know what? You look good today. That shirt looks awesome on you. Give a little bit of love and see what happens. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.